100 Word Stories. Oh, welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. I swore an oath to write a 100 word story every day until the day I die. It's right up there on the domain name. Whoa. Well, I'm not dead yet, and neither are you. Have you checked recently? Let's go ahead and write and share for a while, because today is Sunday, which means it's your turn. I call this crazy thing the weekly challenge, and Jane ain't gonna stop it. I post the topic, and you come up with the story. The topic this week was... think. Okay, are you done thinking? I haven't even started yet. We got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to them. First up, right off the bat, there in the starter's gate, and it's Helen. Yep, she's back! And let's go ahead and open up this PDF file and drag and drop, and 1, 2, 3, go!
Hey, you guys. Hi, everyone. I'm wishing you all a happy and a healthy new year. And here's my version of Think. Think by Helen R. Starr. As a child, I was told to think before I spoke. And children speak first and think later. Time elapsed. I'm an adult, and I do think before I speak. Let me share a phrase about thinking before you speak. Before you utter words, think. T is truths. H is honesty. I is important. N is necessary. K is knowing. Do you speak truths with an honest heart? And is it important? And is it necessary? And do you know what you're speaking about? How many times have you spoken and did not think? Love you guys. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Helen. And from all the guys, we love you too. All right. Let's see. And wait, this person sent in the text. Then they sent in their... I don't know what order to put these in. I'm already at the second story, and I have no idea what order. Why are all these bags of treats on the table? You want some treats? Want some treats that'll go? No? You just want to stare at me confused? They are mad at me. I went to the cat show yesterday, and I smelled of cat. And, of course, I smelled of not these cats. So, they're not happy with me. Maybe I should have showered. Nah, that would... It's the weekend, right? Ugh. Speaking of the weekend, let's go ahead and spin up a tune from Chris the Nuclear Kid. Two in a row. Man, what's he doing? The guy's on fire. And he sent the AUP file, not the actual MP. Okay, how about, here's a good idea. I'll read it. The Hellgate. I've spent an eternity searching for the Doomsday Sword, and I found Excalibur, but it was only the shattered remains. In the Arctic, I've come across northern frost giants, ice trolls, and abominable snowmen. Thanks to my quick thinking and great survival training, I have survived. I only wish there weren't monsters to begin with, but then again, we would not fear and become our own monsters. But that is besides the point. I am still searching for the sword, and hopefully I'll be in time to shut the gates of hell before the demon Diablo has escaped. Cool. Although, the Doomsday Sword, I saw it on eBay. I had to, maybe someone will snipe it, and then it's like, oh, and the worst part is, they're going to give them, like, a 2 rating because they didn't pack it right. God. Oh, thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid. Uh-oh, I'm being warned that there may be something. Jeffrey says he'll add the disclaimer that his wife would never ask these questions. Oh, dear. So get ready. You've been warned. Jeffrey Fisher.
Hello, Jeffrey Fisher here, back for week 350 of the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge with the subject of think. And although it's a new year for everybody listening to this, it's still the old year as I record this, and so I don't know if you all have fallen off the fiscal cliff yet, but if you have, well, hope you have a soft landing. Well, this story is called Marital Relations. Larry had been married a long time, or at least long enough that he thought he understood how the marital game was played. He knew the traps, the pitfalls in a relationship. "Do these pants make my butt look big?" elicited a rapid, "You look lovely, as always," in response. Despite his expertise, or what he perceived to be his expertise, Larry was caught off guard when his wife said, "What do you think? Do these pants make my butt look bigger than usual?" "Think, man, think," he thought, scrambling for the right answer. While he was still floundering at that question, his wife fired a second round. "When you say I look like a million, why do you think it isn't more?" Think, he exhorted himself, but nothing reasonable came to mind. That was when Larry decided that the smartest course was to quietly pack a suitcase and leave.
That's funny. Oh, man. Never happened to me, though. I just, you know, grumble. Yeah. Or I just wave a cat in her face and say, "Kitty's happy!" Yeah. Thank you, Jeffrey. Ooh, dodged that one. Next one. Dr. Fran is back after weeks and weeks and months and... Were you a part of the Relay for Life one? Years. Feeling, doing something, it's been so long, I can't remember. See, that's the podcaster equivalent of, "Do these pants make my butt look big?" If you podcasted at any time, other people should immediately remember the name of your podcast. Like, with Tom, his podcast, oh crap. let's go ahead and just play Fran's story and... maybe I'll just Google it.
Think. In Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, they have signs with aphorisms on the walls or tables in the room. One of the signs says, "Think." Some say it stands for, "The happiness I now know, thanks to being sober," which I think stands for, "Son of a bitch, everything's real." What gets me is a lot of meetings place the signs upside down. What's up with that? Is that supposed to make me think more? My sponsor tells me not to think ever. So what do I do? Do I think or don't I think? I really don't know what to think.
I believe you ought to think about what you're trying to do to me. You know, Aretha Franklin said so. Although, is anyone really doing anything to Aretha Franklin? I think she's paranoid. Oh, thank you, Dr. Fran. And I don't know what think stand for. We've had two people already now spell out what think means. Maybe we should put this to Google. Maybe I should get Google as a sponsor, then Google everything. Oh, God, sponsors. Ew. Although, wait. You said sponsor. Is Google your sponsor? Oh, that makes sense. My sponsor tells me not to think ever. Google tells me not to think ever. Which is true. They just want people to look stuff up and then click on the ads. I think I've got you figured out. No? Well, I'm just going to kick this one to Tom, because he has a sound file attached. That's right, we get to hear Tom this week. Yeah, true. And, as an added bonus... maybe there are a few updates.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got updates. This week, 4,500 stories will be posted. Story average, 13.75. To date, we have had 456 authors, 181 have posted one story, the top 10 have posted 1,801. Justin has been in the top 10 for 200 weeks, while TJ has been in the top 10 for 100 weeks. Movement. Jeffrey Fisher passed Terry into the 34th place with 28 stories. Chris the Nuclear Kid moved ahead of Elmo Schumann with 34 stories into the 28th place. Serendipity Haven displaces Linda with 34 stories to occupy the 24th place. The new power monkey, Sing, powers into the 19th place, just ahead of Uncle Monster. That move pushed both Red Goddess and Lizzie out of the top 20. Of note, Cliff has finished an entire year of stories in a row. Muncie moves ahead of Jeffrey of Greater Heights, who is seriously MIA. Chris has 71 stories. Go for the gold, Funkmaster. Last, Bashamp has passed Elson with 77 stories. He is now the 13th monkey. In the camp of the Iron Monkeys, Zachman is one away from passing Anima with 75 stories in a row. Go for the iron.
Wait, so do I have to update the page? I don't understand. Great. Here, I'm just going to play Tom's story and try to get a diagram or something drawn up.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Hey 19. When you reflect on the levels of product placement in the media, it's a wonder if there's any room left for plot, whether it's an Aston Martin or an Azure Mustang, Coke or Cadbury, Reese's Pieces or Rolex timepieces. We, the captive audience, are served up a banquet of purchase possibilities. Most placements have the subtlety of a sledgehammer, but others lie under the psyche sub rosa of pop culture. Take International Business Machine Corporation. They wedged their presence into Billboard's top 10 in May 1968, got the Queen of Soul to hammer it home in a pounding refrain. Think.
Did you think? Did you think you could get away with it? No. Ooh, let's see. Okay, makes sense. Cool. Thank you, Tom. I just had to parse that one out. Sometimes I don't quite catch on. That's what the coffee is for. It's the same old caramel crap from World Market, and I've got Bailey's again, so I'm feeling good. Probably fill up the cup again and get all wired and get some laundry done. I should probably be doing laundry while doing this. You know, use your time wisely, let the machines work while you're goofing off on a podcast. No, that makes too much sense. Thank you, Tom. And what kind of monkey is Lizzie? What kind of monkey are all of us? There are over 450 people that have been a part of this, right? Is there any wonder why I've gone mad after all these years? Of course. And you would think, you know, come back, please. None of them do. Well, okay, maybe one or two. But they're easily swayed. And fools. Lizzie, she's got two stories, and she says, huggles and have a wonderful 2013 with less pain and a full recovery. No, I like pain. I just want the pain to be kind of fun, you know? Not like, oh, I'm in the hospital for 6 days and physical therapy. Instead, I want it to be like, ooh, if only the nurses wore leather, you know? Lizzie, her story, start.
Hello, everyone. This week I wrote two stories. The first one is called Ruminations. He had the irritating habit of never doing what he was told. Go right, he went left. Don't eat with your mouth open. And he made it a point of showing his ruminations, although that could be construed as something highly philosophical, especially after a few large bites when he would gravely state, "I ate Sunday for dessert," while spraying the table with bits of food. So when someone jokingly told him to jump out of the window on the third floor, they never expected him to follow through. His psychiatrist even commented, "I think he misunderstood what was said." My second story is called Chopping Work. "We'll never make it, boss. We must." So they left to fulfill the task at hand. Hours later, back in the freezing workshop, they emptied the bags on the tables. "I got 9. "9? Where's the 10th? "Damaged. The guy tried to punch me. "Oh, didn't I tell you not to grab live ones?" "Yes, boss, but this is an emergency." It was. They still needed 21 to reach the quota. How did they ever manage to convince the chef of the local delicatessen restaurant that fried fingers would become fashionable? And to think of all the chopping work still ahead. These were my stories for the week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Fried fingers. The perfect thing to go with coffee and Bailey's. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to order it right now. You think Domino's has it? Or do I got to go to the Pizza Hut? Ooh, the Finger Hut. Yes. Oh, perfect. Thank you, Lizzie. Oh, I should just hand over my menu to you. Just maybe there's a web application. You just point click. Oh, yeah. Fingers and coffee and Bailey's and click. And that's what it will be for the day. And toast. I had toast. I like 4-piece of toast. And it's a fresh loaf, so it had the end on it, the heel, as they call it. No, it should be the end. So no one ever eats the end. Maybe there are like people who like those, you weird freaks. No, I don't like those. I don't like those at all. But I eat it. I eat it because I don't want to waste. I don't want to waste food. That would be bad. Although, I should probably eat an apple. Honeycrisp apples are out. Yes! I haven't eaten one yet. I'm going to eat one right now. Okay. So while I'm off reading Alan Adina Tan's story, I'm going to go get an apple. And wait, how does that work? They couldn't persuade him to go out, so they left him behind with his books. They, in the meantime, had dinner and drinks at Jerry's Grill. By 9 in the evening, they were at Chef and Brewer's dancing to the funk band, the Bedroom Boys. They wound up the night in a girly bar, carousing and singing karaoke. When they returned, they found him on the rocking chair, dead. "He thought too much," they remarked. The next day, they buried Hamlet. Well, dang, that's harsh. But then again, he thought too much, so what do you expect? You should not think too hard, people. Let that be a warning to you, and a lesson. They probably had that on a G.I. Joe episode. You know, Snake Eye was dead in a chair. Snake Eye thought too much. We should be punching and shooting lasers. Go, Joe! And knowing is half the battle. Thank you, Alan, for reminding us that thinking too hard will cause horrible things. Just look at me. Just look at Muncie. Look at Muncie! It's the beginning of the year, and he's... Well, I don't know what to tell you. Although his suggestion, that was kind of tempting. It was very tempting. But no. It was extremely tempting. I mean, just... No, I'm not... I will not explain. The court records are sealed. Here's Muncie.
Greetings, little birds. Muncie here with 2 things for you. First, a dogged insistence that I continue referring to you by the nickname Little Birds. And second, a story that might just make you think. Or, far more likely, groan. And on that note, The Worst Joke I Know by Christopher Monroe. So René Descartes walks into a bar. He's finished an axiom a day ahead of schedule, and as such has a 3-day weekend he hadn't expected to have. Therefore, he plans to get schnozzled. And schnozzled he becomes. Shots of Jägermeister, beer by the jug. By 2 in the morning, he's propped against the bar to keep from falling. Still, he's good folk and he works hard. Nobody begrudges him. "One for the road?" the bartender asks, and Descartes scoffs. "Are you kidding? I'm already so drunk I can't even think," he replies, then vanishes, never to be seen again. This story does not reflect the opinions or taste of either Lawrence Simon or the 100 Word Stories podcast. It is the sole responsibility of Christopher Monroe, who shoulders 100% of the blame for it. Tweet your death threats to Munzee Munzee, should you feel the need to. Talk to you next week, little birds.
Hey, you know, we've had Nightingale before, but we've never had birds. So, I think we've got ourselves a topic in the hopper. But it's not going to be the one that you suggested. No, it's going to be the one that you've subconsciously telegraphed and suggested through your appellations. That appellations means not the mountains, nor something to do with apples. Appellations. Look it up. Google it. Think about it. Think in spite of what Google wants you to do, which has become utterly dependent on them. And then there's Siri. Well, let's see what Siri thinks. Siri, do you think Google is trying to take over the world?
Searching Google for is trying to take over the world.
She so totally has the blinders on her. Oh, all right. Thank you, Muncie. You've shown us a new level of weird. It's just, oh my god, we've leveled up. Level 2 weird. Speaking of weird, how about a little Zachman? Would you like a little Zachman? Sure. And I'd like to point out that I play these in the order that I receive them. Although there are times when I get the text at one point and then someone follows with the sound, or they send the sound like, oh yeah, I forgot the text, and then I jumble up the order a little bit. But it's usually when I first hear from you and say, I've got a story, here it is, and then you forget to send the text and the story, and I reply back, did you mean to just send a blank? This is when I'm actually reading the material, as opposed to letting it all pile in my podcast directory, which if you send the entries with the subject of weekly challenge, they automatically go in my podcast directory, and I don't lose them in some other directory, and then your story doesn't get included, or I accidentally delete it. So, also, if there are any corruptions in Thunderbird, I can just go to Google Mail, do a search for weekly challenge, and all the stories are there. So if you send them in and you like to say, the 100WSFL monkey, it's not going to get in the folder. And I have to drag and drop it. All sorts of things can happen during that. All sorts of accidents. I could spill my coffee in my lap and you get dragged and dropped to Cleveland. Do you really want that? I know what you want. You want Zach, man. I do, too. Here he is.
Does your new thinking cap work? Not so well. I think I used the wrong ThinkGeek website because all I can think about is small, headless animals, replied Zach. Now trying my thinking pants, Joe sings, ooh, ah, dancing smarty pants. Stop that singing. Don't try using those. My mother says whenever a guy thinks with his pants, it can only end in tears. Say, Zach, do you think we spend too much on useless gadgets? I was told if I thought I would be dangerous. Well, someone should have told you, you're more dangerous when you don't think.
Oh, wait, there's another story. I'd better save some for later.
What are you building up here? Didn't I tell you? I'm starting a think tank. And tonight we are going to take over the world. Really? Oh my, yes. I am making it, and it will solve all of our problems. People are unhappy because they think too much. And it will do all our thinking for us. It for president. Vote it in 2016. You're teasing. Actually, it's it. A prop for a stage performance of A Wrinkle in Time, and I am making the happiest saddest. Do you like it? I hated it reading the book.
Thank you, Zach, man. Whoa. Is that honestly going to be your... No. Why are you making that move? They know I can't win. They know I can't win. Bastard. All right. So how about we just give them what they want? And there. I was playing a game with Shinny, and I have zero tiles left. But it won't end the game. It's totally screwed up, man. It's totally screwed up. It's all screwed up, man! Ooh. I have O-G-L-E-D. I ogled you! Let's see, that game 344 to 258, and I was worried about losing. funny stuff. Speaking of funny stuff, would you like to hear a serendipity story? I would. So I'm going to put my headphones on and lay back and groove to the golden oldies of robotic voices.
I think. Therefore, I am. I think. At least, I think I'm thinking. But how can I be sure? If I'm only thinking that I'm thinking, what sort of an existence is that? Coming to think of it, perhaps I merely think that I am. Does that mean that, in all probability, I am not? And, what if I think I am not? Will I blink out of existence? But, if that's the case, how am I thinking it in the first place? This philosophy lark is all very confusing. I think that I need to have a lie down.
I think you're overthinking this just a little. Just a little. Thank you. Serendipity. I was just looking through my archives trying to determine if bird had already been used. Nightingale was, but not bird. I did see a story called Baby Elephant Wank, and I don't think I can unsee it. There are some really weird ones that I've written over the years. 7 years, coming up on 8. The anniversary will be May 31st of this year. It's May 31st every year. So, if you're thinking in terms of some sort of celebration, or gift, or parade, don't. It's just, I don't like to believe in cyclic time. Cyclic time is just like, oh, here's this shit again. No, I believe in linear time. I believe in the profane, not the sacred. We just keep on moving on, you know? And moving on. Anniversaries just make people sad. Although, I will make an exception, and that is tomorrow is Millard Fillmore's birthday. So happy birthday, Millard. This one goes out to you. I'm going to be so wasted and exhausted from Millard Fillmore's birthday. Who's Elvis, you know? Thank you very much. Speaking of thanking people very much, how about thanking Tora Bregianu for this story? Ha ha! Just spun that one right at you, huh? You probably heard that one about a dozen times, because when you do this stuff for so long, you do repeat yourself, so some audience members drop out and others come in and they've never heard it before. And if you've listened to every one of these, what's wrong with you?
It had taken years and millions of dollars, but at last, the Artificial General Intelligence Project was ready for its first demonstration. The professor took the microphone in his hand and spoke its first command. Computer, think! Billions of transistors performed billions of operations every second, while incomprehensible patterns flowed across the front panel, and retromagnetic tape drives twitched back and forth. At last, the screen displayed the computer's response. Computer, think. Great, the speech recognition works. Do you think that'll be enough to keep DARPA off our backs for another year? The programmer snorted. Not a chance.
Ha 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 ha! Ah, speech recognition. When will that ever work? Oh, hold on. Wait, let's ask Siri. Siri, when will speech recognition ever work?
Checking on that. Would you like me to search the web for when will speech recognition either work?
Apparently it doesn't. Thank you, Tura. Just, I'm going to have to give production credit to Siri, you know? Are we allowed to actually use Siri's voice on podcasts? I don't know. That'd be kind of fun, doing a story, doing a Siri search, and then taping it, and then snipping the tape together so that it's Siri reading the story. Ow. Elbow's not supposed to feel that way. I find out what I look like in the nudity scanners at the airport in a few weeks. Flying out to the Tampa Music Jam. On the Facebook page, people have been like, okay, do we have an updated roster? Do we have an updated roster? And so the organizers are posting photos of the hotel and this. And it's like, you fucking idiots. You know, is this SLCC? Are you with the lab? No, people are asking for an updated roster. Post the freaking roster. Stupid. Sorry about that. I'm having a meltdown. So let's go ahead and coalesce and soothe and relax with the dulcet tones of Bonchance fronting for the Bonchance and Sevi band.
Crab Mariners, 100 word challenge. This week's challenge word is think. These are collaborative works between Severina Halostar, Bonchance Longfall. Think. Salt. The distrust was tangible throughout the salt negotiations. The Americans presented a sweet deal to the Soviets. Consequently, they couldn't understand why the Russians balked. Soviet behavior was explained by lead Air Force General. Sir, they know that we know they are cheating. They intend to continue cheating. We factored that in. However, they are oblivious to our cheating tactics. General, we are not cheating. Sir, if they don't find ours, sign. They labored all night weaving in sneaky cheats into the treaty. The president promoted the general to a staff position, saying, "Son, I like the way you think. Think about it." Carl sat at the table, gazing down at his cup of coffee as the wife chattered. This was their reality. His wife would talk. Carl meditated with his cup of coffee. Diane finally noticed that Carl had not stirred for over 10 minutes. By now, he would have shuffled off to warm his coffee.
You've convinced me not to think. I'm going to stop thinking now. Okay, I've stopped thinking. Now what? Thank you. Bonchance and Sevi, something to think about. Although it's about not thinking. Something to not think about. Don't think about the elephant. Don't think about the elephant. Ooh. Oh, my nose. Ooh. Getting there in the 35th minute of the show. Still need to refresh my coffee. I'll do that while you listen to... Let's see, who? Cliff injured himself. Oh, he pulled his brain. That's not going to affect anything. Okay, so he's been thinking about pain relievers all day, but it still hurts. All right, how about I just back away from this slowly? Cliff, go ahead.
The robot was supposed to respond to David's thoughts. We had built the war machine and the sensors that connected it to David, the pilot. Today, we had the live test. David cleared his mind, put on the sensor helmet, and his face went blank. I held my breath and waited. The robot stepped onto the field, surveyed the surroundings, and promptly put a missile into the Toyota parked in David's spot. David drove a Chevy. He apologized profusely. Apparently, his unconscious mind had more input than we thought. That's when I decided to stop messing around with David's wife.
Hold on, I need to do something here. Siri, can you delete David's wife's phone number from my phone?
Sorry, Lawrence Simon. I'm not allowed to delete contacts.
Oh, come on! Shit, now I'm going to get a missile launched at me. Thank you, Cliff. Oh, crap. Tap, tap, double... Where's the contacts folder? Stupid iOS 6. Thank you, Cliff, for that warning. I'll be okay. I better post this quickly. I'm gonna read up on the manual while you people enjoy Sing's marathon of stories in his soundscape and all of that. Is that a missile? I'd better hide under the sofa.
Welcome to Geekosity.
We are such stuff that dreams are made of.
Unlike Shakespeare, we used to think the mind was enchained. Decades of research have shown this isn't so. Brain plasticity can alter, and with special training, we can develop higher functioning abilities. Like a fitness center where you exercise various muscle groups, we have designed an online brain gym to grow cognitive know-how, spike memory ability, cultivate problem solving, and balance right brain, left brain coherence, and increase attention span. In other words, warp speed your thinking to the next level. This is the age of the nerd. Welcome to Geekosity.com.
As a professional gambler, my eyes are constantly scanning every combination of clubs, spades, hearts, and diamonds. I must memorize and discreetly bet, or video surveillance will bring the casino goons down upon me. Through Geekosity, I'm playing games like Multiple Task Force, Hypothalamus Hip Hop, and Runaway Roulette. My percentile average is up from 58 to 99%. Now I can play high-stake blackjack in my transvestite disguise with total confidence. Yes, Geekosity has quadrupled my earnings in just 7 days. Without it, I'd still be a scratch lottery jockey down at the local drugstore. Cool, huh?
Since coming from Slovenia, they were giving me bad name. Forgetful Franca. Business not good. Regular customer would come for usual, but I could not tell foot fetishist from simple hand job with mayonnaise customer. I am only thinking of dollar. This was until Geekosity Super Memory Program. After just 12 days, I can start tagging different sex toy to different name, different face. For example, riding crop for Freddy, dog muzzle for Carlo, bottle of mayo for Peter, plastic nappy for crybaby Benny. Thank you so much, Geekosity. I am now serving customer good with open mind, open heart.
Whenever we do a job, it must be blueprinted, rehearsed, and executed to the letter. Not everyone can waltz in with a sawn-off shotgun and terrorize customers to the floor while your partner bags the cash. You have to watch out for trigger-happy security guards and bank clerks blowing the whistle, the buzzer under the counter. Geekosity's speed, agility, and problem-solving games have taken all the stress out of bank robbing. We knock over one a week now. Seeing the results, Joey, my partner, is signing up. Thanks to Geekosity, the sky is the limit.
These stories are from the ranks of our 30 million underachievers. Each is opening his or her nerd eye, transforming daily from turkey consciousness to becoming high-flying eagles of aptitude. This is the golden age of the geek. Log on to our website and join the millions with self-esteem issues who are battling valiantly to get good at mind games. Why? To get good at mind games. Get in touch with your inner geek and become an ambassador of geek chic. Sign up for a neuroplastic self-assessment and trade in your old brain today.
Geekosity.
Okay. Folks, that was Sing. And if you need to expand your brain, go to geekosity.com and you'll rob banks. And things. Actually, I could stand to rob a few banks. Oh, thank you. Saying, speaking of robbing banks, if you're into that whole Second Life thing, which I don't know who is anymore, they recently posted up a deal on Amazon where you could get a hoverboard, a Second Life account, and like $4 of game tokens. Now, they said limit to one per customer, but that was one per Amazon customer, not one per Second Life customer. So there were people racking up thousands and thousands and thousands of free tokens. One of these days, I may lower my eyebrow at their stupidity. Until then, we have Red Goddess sending us stories of how Lola deals with, well, life. Lola wakes up in a daze, blinded by the scent of romance. She rolls over to realize he's not there. She tries to trigger a memory from her New Year's Eve date. How could he leave her in this strange bed? She thinks it's best to get out of here. Draped in a white satin sheet, she tiptoes through an open door, following the aroma of fresh brewed coffee. She is surprised to see him cooking shirtless. Clearing her throat, she greets him. "You're awake, my sleeping beauty." Lola is exhausted but finds energy to soak in the view. The kitchen table, adorned with decadent pastries. She drops the sheet and sat next to him. Lola sips her coffee, looking over at him, and firmly asks, "Where do we go from here?" "Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? I don't know. We're going to have to wait another week to find out. Oh, you torment us so, Red Goddess. You torment us so. Will Lola ever win? I think one day she will. One day she will." Next up, now, there were folks asking where Jeffrey Haidt was, the height of podcast fiction, and I don't know where he's gone off to either. But one person that I do know that has returned is Justin Lowmaster, otherwise known as Space turtle. Did I say that right? No, of course I didn't. Let's hope that Justin says it right. Otherwise, I've left you hanging, and I am a bastard.
Let's see, how's it go? Space Turtle! Justin Lovester here from thespaceturtle.com. That's right. I wasn't taken out by whoever was supposed to hunt up people who stopped sending stories in. Well, it's been a long dang time. Figured the first of the year, I'll get back to it. I wrote a story, because that's what we do, right? The topic of... Well, I'm sure they said what the topic is several times this episode already. Adam Jensen stood over the hacked console, finger hovering over the screen. One press of a button, and the security robot would rampage against the guards. Adam remembered the screams after he hacked that turret. Did those men have families? Were they just trying to feed them with a job like everyone else? Did he have a right to end their lives, even if they were bad men, when he could just take them down without killing, with just a little more effort? With one press of another button, he deactivated the security robots and went on his way, sneaking, non-lethal. Goal here is each month I will editing my story here as I I'll pick a different video game and my stories will be based on that video game and the topic, of course. This one being Deus Ex Human Revolution, one of the best games ever, in my opinion, and one of the only games that did make me think, should I kill those guys? Because I didn't have to. So, gave me lots to think about. Glad to be back. Hope I stay back. That's the plan. Stop.
Well, that's cool. Doing things based on a thing that you're doing. And that's game. So wait, I just got a message. Thank you, Justin Lowmaster. You see, he remembered how to do the thing. What are people messaging me with? Okay, what's this last one? Still working on. Somebody's retweeting my. Of course I'm working on it, because it hasn't been posted yet. What am I tweeting that for? What am I tweeting what my food is? What am I tweeting pictures of cats for? What am I tweeting it all for? It's meaningless. It's dumb. It lets the government spy on me. Which government? All of them. I should have more coffee. Thank you, Justin, for returning. Don't ever leave. Please, don't ever leave. That whole hunting you down thing was just a... Well, I thought it was a joke, but... Now that Secret Rage isn't here this week, it makes me wonder if there was some sort of hunting down. That's not good. That's not good! I warned you. Thank goodness that Norval Joe hasn't flaked out. Otherwise, there'd be hunting. Maybe it's the Wiener Dogs. Packs of vicious Wiener Dogs! No. Wiener Dogs are not vicious. They're cute, cuddly, and tasty.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available at patiobooks.com. And just 2 days ago, my novella, Summer Surprise, which is kind of book two of The Price of Friendship, just came out at patiobooks.com. I have had a lot of downloads, and it's exciting to see the effect it had on the first novel. And if you haven't downloaded either, please come by and check them out. If you like it, please give me a thumbs up on patiobooks.com so I can hopefully establish myself a little bit better. Well, here are my stories. The company followed Flindert back down the passage to an intersection, the sorceress lighting the way with a glowing silver ball. The tunnel curved slowly back to the right, and Owen tried to picture in his mind where they had gone in relationship to the throne room. I think... The second word was barely out of his mouth when Traveler clamped his broad hand over Owen's lips. The ranger motioned to the ground with the other hand. A hole in the floor revealed the company had climbed over the throne room and now stood directly above the princess and her captors. People say Dr. Seuss was a creative genius. As a child, I found his illustrations disconcerting and at times downright depressing. And his text. My daughter insisted I read her the book, Oh, the Thinks You Can Think. Get this. If you try, you can think up a guff going by. And you don't have to stop. You can think about schlop, 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 beautiful schlop with a cherry on top. That's not creative. That's lazy poetry. If he couldn't come up with a rhyme, he just made up a word. And he never once mentions wiener dogs. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
What's with the wiener dogs? What's with those stupid wiener dogs? No! No! Thank you, Norval Joe. Otherwise known as for just go to patio books, people. If you're listening to this show on Stitcher Radio, congratulations, they've got the feed fixed. I sent them another email this week and it was like, oh, we're sorry, okay, we'll get it fixed. Oh, is it working again? And it's like, yeah, it's working. However, the car, okay, so I used to have a bus pass that was automatically loaded by the company I worked for. The only nice thing they did for anyone. And they would take care of it. I'm sure they deducted it from my pay somehow. And probably deducted twice as much as they should have. But the new company will pre-tax it and ship it out. Of course, I put in a card, and the card doesn't work. And I'm like, I don't have time for this crap. So I should really be biking to work. My arm is not quite there yet. It's not strong enough, but it's getting there. I mean, I've got to, hold on, where's the 9-pound weight? The 9-pound weight is working, and they have 10-pound weights in the workout room here. So I'm going to up to 10, and then they've got a 15. And I'm just going to keep adding more and more until I get there. It's just a matter of time. Well, until I remember to work out. The reason why I'm babbling so much right now, I'm avoiding letting you suffer from the Planet Z story. But you can only delay it for so long. Planet Z.
Fred's job was to think up amazing things. He'd sit at his desk all day with a wistful look on his face, and every now and then, he'd sigh. His boss asked him if he'd thought up anything useful, and Fred would say, yes. Then he'd sigh again. When the CEO asked him to be more productive with his time, Fred said, sure, I'll think about it. And he did. His quarterly report showed that he'd thought up 3 times as many amazing things than in the previous quarter. He had plenty of time to think in the unemployment line.
Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. Until next week, where the topic will be... What will the topic be? Mustard? Oh, the topic will be mustard. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.